From the stage to the big screen, Murphy left university and his band to become a full-time actor. After Disco Pigs, he starred in theatre productions in Cork, Dublin and London. They included Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, The Country Boy and Juno and the Paycock. He also starred in short films, independent films and TV series, and even reprised his role for the film adaptation of Disco Pigs, 2001. Then, Murphy got the role that would make him famous, as a pandemic survivor in the horror film 28 Days Later, 2002. The film was an enormous success and led to starring roles in other hit films. A year later, he starred with Irish actor Colin Farrell in the crime comedy film Intermission, 2003. It became the highest-grossing independent Irish film in Ireland, only to be overtaken by the Irish war drama The Wind That Shakes the Barley, 2006, which also starred Murphy.
A successful collaboration. The year 2005 was an important one for Murphy. He was in three hit films released that year: Red Eye, Breakfast on Pluto, for which he got his first Golden Globe Award nomination for his role as a transgender Irish woman, and The Dark Knight, directed by Christopher Nolan. This third film marked the beginning of a very successful collaboration. Murphy went on to work on numerous hit films directed by Nolan. They included two more Dark Knight films, 2008 and 2012, Inception, 2010, Dunkirk, 2017, and Oppenheimer, 2023, for which he won the BAFTA and Academy Award for Best Actor. He also starred in the BBC period drama series Peaky Blinders, 2013 to 2022. A husband and a father of two, Murphy now lives in London and is known for being a private and reserved person who prefers spending time with his family to going to Hollywood events.